Feeling is the remote.
I'm Laura.
Here are some of the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis. The virus has killed more than 994,000 people since the outbreak emerged in China late last year. That's according to tallies by Johns Hopkins University in the U.S. More than 32.8 million people have been infected. Cardiff becomes the first UK capital city to go into lockdown since the national shutdown earlier this year. The restrictions, which bar people from entering or leaving areas unless for work, education, or other valid reasons, apply to the Welsh capital and second city, Swansea. The state of New York, a one-time epicenter of the U.S. virus epidemic, sees case numbers rise to more than 1,000 a day for the first time since June 5th. The state's governor urges New Yorkers to practice safety as the state moves into the fall flu season. And hundreds of people protested in Madrid against partial lockdown measures imposed on mainly densely populated low-income neighborhoods to curb a surge in coronavirus cases. The demonstrations come a day after more than 10,000 protested in London ahead of the reimposition of restrictions there. Both countries are battling to beat a second wave of the virus. And the British Minister for Sport urged the Premier League to give financial support to cash-strapped football league clubs in a bid to ease the financial damage caused by the pandemic. The English Football League says its teams will lose £200 million this season while matches are played behind closed doors. Having already lost £50 million last season from the lockdown, there are fears clubs in the three divisions below the Premier League could go out of business. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.